Welcome back to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Today's session we're doing a recording, not doing it live, and we're going to be doing it in two sessions, so we'll see how far we can do in the first one. We're starting at the bottom of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, by the two dots. I imagine that's where the Rav left off. And this is Kuf Yud Dalet. The Zichru Simen is for Kuf Yud Dalet Kid. It's going to be a kiddie park, like an amusement park, and the first two zikru points are on the first Amud Aleph, which is first of all changing clothing depending on the particular job you're doing. So we start with the Kohen Gadol changing clothing, or in any Kohen dealing with the Trumas HaDeshen, and then changes clothing before doing other things. The importance of wearing the right clothing for the job. And then the second point is the discussion about what constitutes being a Talmud Chacham in order to lead a community. And all those points. And the third point is going to be on Amud Beis, tonight's Amud. So the Gemara starts two dots, about five, six lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan, Olas, right, so we quote in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Mekaflin, that Rabbi Yishmael is talking, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva are talking about burning the fats and limbs of karbanos on, can you do from Yom Kippur to Shabbos to Yom Kippur and vice versa? So we're about to see a discussion about that. The Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbos Ho, right? It says, as we read every Shabbos in Musaf, so Ola Shabbos b'Shabbos Ho, that you bring the Ola of Shabbos in its Shabbos. So as Rashi explains, this is that the lashon of Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, it's like an inclusion, right? Because the whole pasuk is, the whole phrase seems unnecessary, right? That you bring the Ola of Shabbos on Shabbos. It's obvious. But on the other hand, it says Shabbos b'Shabbato in its Shabbos. So there's like an inclusion and an exclusion over here. So what does it come to teach us? So limed al chelvei Shabbos shekriven b'yom ha-kippurim, that it comes to teach us about the fats of the Shabbos that are brought on Yom Kippur. Meaning that normally for the Karban Ola, and other Karbanos, the limbs and fats that are not burned during the day will continue to burn through the night, and we burn it there. And normally on a Shabbos, so you would burn it Motzai Shabbos. Now what if Motzai Shabbos is Yom Kippur? Will you still burn it then? So perhaps you wouldn't. So over here, this is teaching us Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, Liman al Chavei Shabbos Shekriven b'Yom Kippurim, Yachol Af Shel Yom Kippurim b'Shabbos. So you might actually think that I would even do it on Yom Kippur. I mean, Shel Yom Kippurim on Shabbos, that even the fats of Yom Kippur, if Motzai Yom Kippur was Shabbos, right, if Yom Kippur fell Erev Shabbos, so maybe I would also burn the fats of Yom Kippur on Shabbos, just like I am allowed to do the other way around. Tamar Lomar b'Shabbato. Nope, the Torah teaches us b'Shabbato, that excludes burning the fats of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. So if Yom Kippur falls out before Shabbos, you don't continue to burn the fats of Yom Kippur, right, or the limbs and fats of Yom Kippur on Shabbos, but vice versa you would do, and that's the inclusion and exclusion of Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva argues and he says, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato limed al chelvei Shabbos shekarvin b'yom tov. He says that teaches me that the fats of Shabbos are brought on Yom Tov, meaning if Yom Tov falls out Motzai Shabbos, not Yom Kippur, but if Yom Tov falls out Motzai Shabbos, I will burn the fats on Yom Tov. Yochol Af B'Yom Kippurim. You might think that even on Yom Kippur, even if Yom Kippur falls out Motzai Shabbos, that, as Rabbi Yishmael said, that you would burn the fats of Yom Kippur, limbs and fats of Yom Kippur on of Shabbos on Yom Kippur, Yochol Af B'Yom Kippurim, Tam Lomar B'Shabbato. And no, Torah teaches me B'Shabbato, that's an exclusion. So he says that right, of course, and for sure, it's obvious according to Rabbi Akiva that that just like Rabbi Shmuel, you wouldn't burn the fats and limbs of Shabbos on Motzai Shabbos. Of Yom Tov and Motzai. Yom Tov being Shabbos, of course you wouldn't do that. But even the other way around, you wouldn't burn the limbs and fats of Shabbos on Motzai Shabbos if that is Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara tells us the basis for this machlokas. It says that Kishatim Lomar L'Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, And when you come to find it, you'll see that you'll come to say that the words of Rabbi Yishmael, that it makes sense as she does, she's also Nidarim v'Nedavos Kriven b'Yom Tov. That he says that Nidarim and Nedavos are brought on Yom Tov. Rashi elaborates over here that the Nidarim and Nedavos that we're talking about are ones that could wait. They could be, right, you made a neder to bring a certain carbon, or you pledged a certain animal to be a carbon. You're allowed to bring those on Yom Tov, even though you could technically wait till after Yom Tov. So, if that's true, v'chi yitzterich kras, so do we need a pasuk to tell us this? So, liyom kippurim. So, yeah, because he holds that, Rabbi Yishmael holds that you're allowed to bring, nidarim and nedavos for on Yom Tov. So then kavachomer, we can burn the limbs and fats of the korban musaf of Shabbos. Of course, you could do that motzai Shabbos, even if it's Yom Tov. Of course, you can, because he says you can do nedarim and nedavos, which are completely optional. And he says you can do those on Yom Tov. So kavachomer, the limbs and fats from Shabbos that are going to become nosar if you don't burn it that night. So of course you can do that, because that's obligatory. So v'chi yitzrich kras, so would you need a pasuk for this? Liyom kippurim. What do you need a pasuk for? You need it for Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yishmael says, yeah, nedarim and davos, you can do that on Yom Tov. So I need to tell you by Yom Kippur, that's more strict. So I need a pasuk to tell me that I can even burn the limbs and fats of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. L'divrei Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, nedarim v'nedavos ein karvin b'Yom Tov. So he says that nedarim and davos can't be brought on Yom Tov. If that's so, v'chi yitzrich kras, so what do you need a pasuk for? L'mishra b'yom tov. So since he says that nedarim and nedavos can't be brought on Yom Tov, so I might think also maybe, so if the nedarim and nedavos can't be brought on Yom Tov, maybe the limbs and fats of Shabbos on Motzai Shabbos, which is also Yom Tov, maybe I wouldn't be able to bring, to continue to burn them. So that's why this pasuk of Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato comes to teach me l'mishra b'yom tov, to permit it on Yom Tov. Omer Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, turn the Amud to Amud Beis. Kiavina b'Bavel hava Amri hodatanya. So that when I was in Bavel, we know that Rabbi Zera was from Bavel. He made Aliyat Eretz Yisrael, and it seems that he might have gone back and forth at a point. Seems like he's talking Eretz Yisrael. He says, when I was in Bavel hava Amri, I would say hodatanya, that which we learned from the following brisa. Yom Kippurim shecholios erev Shabbos lo hayutokin. So I thought that the following brisa is a universal, unanimous opinion. And what is teaching the brisa? That Yom Kippur that falls out Erev Shabbos, right? So Yom Kippur is on a Friday. That you do not blow the shofar. Over here, it's not talking about a shofar or Rosh Hashanah or the end of Yom Kippur or Yovel or anything like that. Rashi explains over here, Sheish Tekios Shetokin b'Erev Shabbos. We mentioned these six Tekios that were blown Erev Shabbos to warn people to not do Malach anymore, right? The basis for the concept of the sirens in certain religious communities where they have sirens Erev Shabbos. So we learned this on Daf Lamed Hey, right? Remember the choir, La La La. So we have this concept of these shofros, so they wouldn't blow these shofros on Yom Kippur, even though it was Erev Shabbos. U'b'motzai Shabbos lo hayu mavdilin. Now this Motzai Shabbos, that they wouldn't make Havdalah, right? Motzai Shabbos, lo hayu mavdilin. So that's saying Motzai Shabbos that leads into Yom Kippur. So it's right, Motzai Shabbos going into Yom Kippur, they would not make Havdalah. So I thought, Divrei HaKolhi, I thought that this is a universal, unanimous opinion. Ki salikna lahasam, but when I went from there, meaning when I made Aliyah, Ashkechise lihuda b'rei de Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, de Yosef, So I found Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, and he was sitting, and he was saying, Rabbi Akiva, that's the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Now, why is that? Because Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, as we've seen from this Mishnah and then from this Brisa we just quoted previously on the previous Amud, that Rabbi Akiva holds that Yom Kippur and Shabbos have equal kedusha. Right? Shabbos we know has greater kedusha than Yom Tov, but he says Yom Kippur and Shabbos have equal kedusha, and that's why we don't need to blow shofar erev. When it's Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, we don't have to blow shofar because blowing shofar tells people to stop doing certain types of malacha. But since it's going from Yom Kippur into Shabbos, you know, it's the same exact restrictions, the same level of kedusha, and therefore there's no reason to blow shofar. And on Motzai Shabbos as well, right? Motzai Shabbos that leads into Yom Kippur. So if it's Motzai Shabbos that leads into Yom Tov, so then there's a reason to say, you know, Mavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. It's a lower level of kedusha. There's certain things I'm allowed to do now. But if it's going right from Motzai Shabbos into Yom Kippur, so there's no reason to do Havdalah. And I thought, says Rabbi Zeira, that I thought everybody holds like that. But now Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon and Pazi, is telling me that that's only the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Do Rabbi Yishmael, because if it's like Rabbi Yishmael that we learned before, that Rabbi Yishmael holds that Shabbos is a greater level of kedusha than Yom Kippur. Kevin to Amar Chelve Shabbos Kriven Ben Yom Kippurim, since he holds that the fat limbs and fats or the fats of Shabbos can be brought on Yom Kippur, So they should blow shofar that time, right? If Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, so they should blow shofar in this case to divide between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, so that people will know that they should know in general that there's a different level of sanctity between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, and the fact that if Yom Kippur would fall out after Shabbos, then the fats of Shabbos will be burnt on Yom Kippur. So we should still have this the blowing of the shofar when Yom Kippur falls out of Shabbos, and therefore this brisa would seem to be not in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. With Rabbi Yishmael. V'amina le, but then I responded to him, no, Kohanim Zrizenhein, the Kohanim are Zrizen. Meaning that this is not a necessary lesson. We don't need to blow shofar to teach the Kohanim the halachos of burning the fats, that you're allowed to burn the fats of Yom Kippur burn the fats of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. That's a special halacha for the Kohanim, and we don't need to teach the Kohanim that and have this, you know, blowing of the shofar between Yom Kippur and Shabbos to teach this halacha. As Rashi points out, we quoted this idea over earlier on Daf Chafa, Kohanim is using Rashi's sources over here. It says, Bekiyin hein bechol, the ain srichen simen. They don't need a simen, right? Not, they don't need zichu simenim like we do. That they're the teachers of Torah, and we don't need to go out of our way to do shofar blasts to teach them a halacha by karbanos. Therefore, says Rabbi Zeira, even Rabbi Yishmael would agree that you don't need to blow shofar in this case. Now the Gemara is going to take a look at if that's true. Is that we always assume that Kohanim are not Zrizim and Kohanim are Zrizim, they don't need reminders for anything. We're going to challenge that. We'll say that for the next part of this year.